The great Bible teacher, Dr. Harry Ironside, used to tell a story about a man who lived in a small country town in England. And one day, he went to London, where he would need to stay for several days. And he was glad to be there on a Sunday, because that gave him opportunity to hear some of the great preachers of his day. And he wrote home to his wife, and he said, "Last Sunday morning, I went to hear Dr. Crandall, and in the evening, I went to the Metropolitan Tabernacle to hear Charles Spurgeon. I was so greatly impressed by both of them. Dr. Crandall is certainly a great preacher, but Mr. Spurgeon has a great Savior." I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about dethroning me. So who are people impressed with after they've been with you? Are they impressed with you? Are they impressed with your Jesus? In many ways, that's the measure of the authenticity and the impact of your life. There have been few more brilliant, more gifted men to walk this planet than the great Apostle Paul. But he didn't want people thinking about him. He wanted to leave people thinking about Jesus. He says so in our word for today from the Word of God in 2 Corinthians 4:5. He says, "We do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." He say, man, it's not about us, folks. It's all about Jesus. And that's a relief. I mean, I'm guessing there are some people close to you who do not have a relationship with Jesus, right? And therefore, they have no hope of heaven because they don't have him. And there are probably some of them, at least, who you've never told about what Jesus did for them. And I'll bet I can guess why. And that would be one word. You could almost say it with me. Fear. Am I right? Fear of what they'll think. Fear for your relationship or your position. Fear of messing it up. Fear of rejection. All the fears that keep us from telling about Jesus, do you know they have one thing in common? They're all about me. They might reject me. They might think less of me. Or I might mess it up. We trip over our preoccupation with ourselves, and we never get to the people whose eternity depends on them hearing about our Jesus. But it's not about me. We preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord. It's all about him. That's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:2, "I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." And there it is, Jesus and his cross. That's your message. Knowing what Jesus did for them on the cross, that's really the only impression that matters. So don't encumber the simplicity of that glorious good news with other things like church or religion or cultural issues, politics, lifestyle issues. There's no point in attacking the lost lifestyle of a person who's lost. What a surprise. Wow, they're acting lost. They need a Savior. Focus on that. There's something very wrong if you're using Jesus to make a name for yourself or to impress other people with you. You're actually hijacking his glory. And there's something wrong if you're not telling people about Jesus because of something about you. It's not who's doing the telling that's the issue. It's who you're telling about, the one who offers the greatest love in the world. Just take them to the cross. Show them that. He offers them the greatest power in the world. Take them to that empty tomb and show them that. He'll give you the words. He'll give you the opportunity. And he is your message. So make Jesus the subject. Keep Jesus the subject. Don't let religion become the subject, because Jesus made this awesome promise. He said, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself."